here tonight. Right? You know why it's so important to start all over again? Because if you don't get a new start, you're going to have a bad ending here. Oh, God, help us here tonight. John Bunyan was the author of Amazing Grace. And, you know, just... oh, help me here tonight, Lord. That was Newton. It was John Bunyan was the author of Pilgrim's Progress. And in his biography, of course, he was a wicked man. You can be turning in your Bible to 2 Kings chapter number 20. He was a wicked man and lived a horrible life. And you can, I've read some of his biography and some of the vices that he was bound by. And, you know, sin promises pleasure for a season. And I'm not even going to tell you that there's not even a little pleasure for a season. But that season wears off pretty quickly, friend. And all that's left is bonds, chains, pain, heartache. Sister Burdine, our pastor's wife, was talking along those lines about a week or so ago, and she said, you know, a season in the natural sense is about 3 months, and that was her take on it. And she said, 3 months. There's a pleasure in sin for a season. What an awful trade, you know, a season of pleasure for not just a lifetime of misery, but eternity of misery. One man said one time, we talk about spending eternity, but, you know, you can't spend eternity. It never runs out. Oh, and I feel like God has been reaching for some eternal souls here tonight. I'm so glad that some people got a new start around here. Woo, my. I tell you, I didn't hardly know whether to start shouting or right now still, you know, whether to take a little time to do a little shouting or to do a little preaching here. Amen. Because I really feel like we need to rejoice over what's already happened here tonight. You know, the father looked at that one son when the prodigal came home, and he said something like this. He said, it is meet that we should rejoice and make merry. Amen. It is meet, it is necessary that we should rejoice and make merry, because this my son was dead and he's alive. He was lost and he's found. Amen. It's necessary when somebody gets right with God and gets saved and gets a brand new start, we ought to rejoice. Can I hear an amen? Oh, I get pretty happy, Brother Nichols, when I get to thinking about you see, you don't, none of you here, nobody in this building knew the old Kevin Lloyd. Not my wife. Not Brother and Sister Francis. I've known them longer than I've known anybody in this building here, and they didn't know the old Kevin Lloyd. They didn't meet me until I was already preaching the gospel. Amen. But I know. Oh, my. Huh? Oh, yeah, I can tell you, amen, and I'm not going to, but my past, amen, I've got days and pages in my past that I'm ashamed of. Are you listening to me here? Oh, yeah, if my past and my life were a book, there were some chapters I wouldn't want nobody reading at all. But you know what? I knelt down at an altar one day, and the Lord God gave me a brand new start. Hallelujah! A blank page. Are you listening to me here? A new start all over again. And it didn't matter what I was or where I'd been. He gave me a brand new start. Somebody say hallelujah! Yeah. Woo! Yeah. My. Oh, I know I told you to turn to 2 Kings chapter 20, and we'll get there here in a minute if the Lord wills it and helps me too. But there's another passage of Scripture that I was thinking about here tonight while these folks were praying. Oh, glory to God. Let me just at least read it to you here. Oh, my. Boy, I'm glad to be a part of what's happening here tonight.
Really am. Glad to get to witness it, Brother Francis. Amen. Listen to what he said here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. There's a lot of folks that are deceived today, Brother Nichols. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. Oh, Lord, help me. Fornicators, that's living immoral. That's what that is. Nor idolaters. The Bible says covetousness is idolatry. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Amen. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. You notice there's two distinct sins that are mentioned there. And sometimes they're in the same person and sometimes they're not. Amen. Abusers of themselves with mankind is talking about homosexuality and sodomy, that type of thing. But the effeminate is a man who you know, basically dresses and acts like a woman. And if God condemns that, He also condemns the opposite, a woman who dresses and acts like a man. Don't be deceived. Amen. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards.
Right.
Amen. And by the way, just drinking a little bit, amen, classifies you as a drunkard. Somebody said, well, it takes me 3 beers to get drunk and I just drink one. Well, you're 1/3 drunk then. Are you listening to me here? Drunkards, amen, right here. Oh, Lord, help me here tonight. Nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Hey, be not deceived. These folks are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They cannot go in with this sin in their life and with this baggage attached to it. But here's the part I was thinking about tonight while these souls were praying around this altar. And such were some of you. Amen. But you are wrong. Hallelujah! Ye are sanctified! Ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. That's what you were! But the Holy Ghost reached down in your life and turned a new page. And the blood of Jesus Christ washed you and made you brand new. That's what you were! But that's not what you are today! Woo! Boy, I'm not going to do it, so don't get scared here. But if we could pass this microphone around, it'd probably shock us to think of what some of us were. Paul was looking at a congregation. He was writing to a congregation, to a church. He said, such were some of you. I know what I was, amen. I don't know what you were, but I know what I was, hallelujah. By the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we have preserved what this Corinthian church was, amen. But let's not knock them too much. Let's remember what he said in the first part of this epistle. He said, you come behind in no gift, hallelujah. They were a powerhouse, amen. They were zealous, amen, to do something for God. They were a church, you didn't have to spur them. But the Apostle Paul had to put some reins on them and try to hold them back because they were so zealous to do something every time they had a church service. Hallelujah, that's what you were. You were awful sinners. But look at what you are now. You're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctified! Justified! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, I'm telling you what, I'm just trying to mind God here tonight. I ain't got no notes, but I got a text and I got the Holy Ghost. I'm feeling pretty good around here right now. Brother Bill Burchett said that one of the most beautiful pictures in the Bible of justification is when, you remember when Peter was in the garden there? And he got all stirred up when they came to apprehend Jesus, and he pulled that sword out. Shall we smite with the sword? Amen. And you know, Peter, he was always jumping ahead of things. Shall I smite with the sword? And he done had it out of the sheath. Shall I smite with the sword? And he was done bringing it down. Amen. Why even say it? He done drew it. Amen. And was bringing it down. Amen. One preacher said, he said, I've always believed some things that weren't in the Bible. Amen. He said, for instance, I don't believe Peter was just trying to cut that guy's ear off. I believe he was trying to cut his head off. Amen. Well, I think that's a pretty good assumption. Amen. He was going after him, and by an act of providence, this fella ducked. Amen. And sliced his ear off, and there he was, bleeding. A mess. What a terrible place for a preacher to wound somebody, by the way. Cut his ear off. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? Oh, God, help me to preach tonight. Jesus said, suffer me thus far. For you take me out and crucify me. For you kill me and condemn me. Suffer me just one more miracle. One more touch. One more act of kindness and mercy. And he reached over and touched the ear and made it brand new. Put it back in place. Are you listening to me here? And Peter was justified. Yeah, you can't take him to court over that one. No. No, yeah, he did it. He cut this guy's ear off. Oh, yeah. Bring him up here. Doesn't look like his ear's been cut off to me. I don't see any scars. I don't see any marks. I don't see any evidence, but he did it. I saw it. Give me some evidence. There is no evidence. Jesus fixed it, and it's forever fixed. He is justified. It's just as if it never happened. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. When you get saved, you get justified. He makes you brand new. It's just as if I never did those things. Thanks, Brother Nickel. I wonder how long the list was on me. You know, I sometimes forget, but God is, He's not limited like I am. Oh, I wonder how long the list was on you. Oh, God. Dear brother, I wonder how long the list was on you. Huh? Boy, you know, I imagine if they rolled the one out on me, Brother Nichols, it would have hit the ground and rolled long ways out in the aisle somewhere. I wonder how long, God bless my brother and my friend here. I don't mean to embarrass him, but I wonder how long the list was. Amen. On the old Mike Nichols. I have no idea. Amen. But let me tell you what he did. He took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. And you know what he did to it? He nailed it to his cross. Hallelujah. Covered it in the blood of the Son of God. And I'm washed. I'm justified. I'm sanctified by the Spirit of God and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God it's not what I was, but it is what I am right now.
Continue to pull at the reins of your heart. And I've even shown you once again a display of my love and justification as I've worked miracles before your eyes tonight. I would say to you, harden not your heart against me. I would say to you, come at my beckon and my tug tonight, for it is I that draws you to an altar. Yea, give your life to me and I'll make you brand new. Yea, I, the Lord, will give you a brand new start and justify you if you'll only come, says the Lord. Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Boy, the Holy Ghost has been speaking all night. You know what he said for the first hour of this service here tonight? It's not because of who you are. It's not because, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is softly calling. I hear Him still calling tonight, don't you? Oh, God. But it's because of who He is. It's because of where He's been. Oh, God, help me here tonight. It's because of what He's done that you can start all over again. Come on, Kim. Oh, Lord, listen. I don't want to quench your spirit here tonight. Brother Nichols, I don't know if I've ever done this, but I really feel like getting this choir back up here right now. I know we've sung for an hour with this song. Does anybody else feel a witness with that right now? I feel like God is still tugging on somebody's heart here tonight. Can I get a witness on that? I want this choir to come on back up here tonight. I know we've done made one altar call, but we're making another one right now. Brother Wirt, you know what? God's took His turn. God's took His turn. And you know what it is right now? It's somebody else's turn. It's your turn. You know, there's one side of salvation, Brother Nichols, and only God can do. Only God. Only God can grant forgiveness. They let that man down through the roof wanting a healing. And when they got him down in front of Jesus, Jesus shocked everybody in the house. And He said these words before He ever healed the man. He said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Ha! Pharisees and doctors and lawyers begin to gasp in the building. Only God can forgive sins. Well, let me tell you something. He was God manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. And He said, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Rise, take up your bed and walk." I'm here to tell you tonight, only God can forgive you. But He's willing to. Only God can provide a sacrifice that'll cleanse you. I just read in Hebrews, amen, this morning and again this afternoon, that it's impossible by the blood of bulls and goats for sin to be taken away. Amen. And man killed lambs and bullocks and rams for hundreds, amen, of years. But one day John the Baptist stood up and pointed across the crowd and said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." Only God could provide a sacrifice, a sinless, spotless sacrifice like Jesus. Only God could take two pieces of wood, three nails. He said, "Sacrifice and offering didn't please you, but a body. And lo, I come, it is written to me in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God." Only God could take two beams, three nails, and a willing servant and build a bridge from sin to salvation. From the miseries of this world to the bliss and glory of an eternal home in heaven. Only God can do that, and God did it for you. Only God and His Spirit could go in some of the dark holes of this earth and woo some of the people that He's wooing.
Only God could speak what He's speaking to some hearts sitting right in this building here tonight and draw them and tug on your heartstrings like I can't do and nobody else can do. What you're feeling and what you're hearing here tonight, friend, is the Spirit of God. And only God can do that. But I'm going to tell you something. Having done all of that, there's some things only you can do, and if you don't do it, you'll walk out of this building just as lost as you walked in it. Only you can get up out of your pew and come up to an altar. Only you can confess your sins. I had to confess my sins, Brother Silvers. Only you can believe. Oh, God. Only you can repent and turn away from your sins and say, by the grace of God, I'm going to lay them down and give my heart to Jesus Christ. Oh, this choir's going to sing. We've got one that's come up here tonight, but God's dealing with some others. I want you to stand with me, church, right now. Come on, choir, sing it just a little bit more. How about it? You felt the Lord dealing with you the whole time somebody was up here getting saved, and He's still dealing with you right now. Why don't you come? Why don't you come right now? Oh, you know it's you. You know it's you. You know you were supposed to be up here too. Oh, tell them, choir. Oh, come on, friend. You can start all over. Brand new. Oh, your record can be wiped clean. You can walk out of here a brand new man, a brand new young woman, a brand new lady. Hallelujah. You can walk out of here changed, forgiven, justified, sanctified, saved, redeemed. Why don't you come to it? It's the best thing, amen, that this world that's in this world is the salvation God has brought to you.
So guilty sins that you've had to bear.